Please stand clear of the doors. Por favor, manténganse alejado de las puertas.
Welcome aboard the Walt Disney World Express Monorail, our highway in the sky. For those of you standing, please hold on to the handrails throughout our journey and stay clear of the doors. For the comfort of others, no smoking, please. Thank you.
Hiya, folks. You're listening to Two Men and the Mouse, episode 117 on the White Dragon Podcast Network, recorded live on July the 25th, 2016. This is your everyday guide to the magic of Walt Disney World and the larger Orlando universe beyond it. My name is Kevin Kessler, and I am joined, as always, by my good buddy, Peter Mandel.
Hey, Kevin.
Hey, Pete. What's going on? I almost said Peter.
Still my name.
Yeah, I know, but like, I never call you Peter, unless I'm saying your full name, I never say.
That's true. Peter is the name my wife calls me.
Oh, okay. Well, then I'm glad I don't say it then, because that would just kind of be, like, confusing.
Right.
Folks, we are two lifelong Disney fanatics who have managed to keep the magic of Disney alive in our lives every day, and we want to share that magic with you. So, pull up a chair, gather the family, or pop in your favorite set of headphones, and let's experience the magic together. Pete!
Kevin.
So, how you doing?
Catch I'm good. All? Pokemon doesn't have a place in my heart.
I know.
Like it does for you guys.
I know. Well, I mean, like, I'm pretty much almost done with this game. Like, I know I was so gung-ho, but, like, it's to the... I think we were talking before we went on the air. It's to the point now where, like, people have gotten really obnoxious about it.
Okay.
So it kind of takes the fun out of it. And I just kind of, like, if I'm in the parks and there's long lines, I'll play. Other than that, I'm not really, like, as into it anymore.
You know, it's funny. I saw that there were, like, Pokestops in some of the rides.
There are, yeah.
Like in Pirates, like the dog with the key in his mouth is a stop.
Yes, and in Spaceship Earth, the lady with the afro in the computer room is a stop.
Foxy Brown. That would bum me out in the sense that, like, I don't really, A, want to have to play in the ride, and B, I don't want other people playing in the ride. Like, I love those rides.
I'm with you on that. Okay, so before we get into the show proper, just a little bit of mousekeeping items to take care of. Folks, if you want to communicate with us and get your voice heard on the show, please check out our Facebook discussion group, facebook.com/group/two men and the mouse. If anyone needs to reach out to me about anything for any reason, because a lot of people have been attempting to reach out to me lately, the best way to do that is email kevin@whitedragonpodcastnetwork.com. And folks, if you are an Amazon shopper who is doing any shopping on Amazon.com, please check out WhiteDragonPodcastNetwork.com. Click the Amazon link at the top of the page. It takes you to the same Amazon page you've always gone to. Only the White Dragon Podcast Network gets a small percentage back of what you purchase. Also, if you want to donate to the network to help with the cost of the server, you could check out WhiteDragonPodcastNetwork.com/sponsor, where you can make a small monetary donation, no matter how small, to help the future of the network. All right, so ready for the news?
Let's do it.
Right, the news brought to you this week, as always, by our good friend and sponsor, Dave Weikert of Magical Travel, who will plan your Disney vacation for you at no additional cost to you. Okay,
Do you think Dave's playing Pokemon?
I would love to know if Dave's playing. I sincerely doubt it.
But he's got two boys who are kind of the age.
Yeah, but you know
what? Maybe they're into it.
But I don't know. I think Dave's like too much of like a man to do that.
We got to find out.
I know he's been down the Jersey Shore like all week. So
what else does he have to do down there?
Yeah, I mean, you're not going to go in the water. There's sharks in there. Dave posted a video on Facebook, by the way. They were fishing and they caught a shark, like a shark.
What did he do with it?
Let it go. Like, they didn't bring it on board the boat, but like it was out there.
Huh?
It is a shark, Peter Mandel, like a shark. See, I love being proven right.
What are you being proven right about here?
They exist. They're out there.
Well, people know sharks are real, Kevin.
No, I know they know sharks are real, but like they're close to us, and like they want to devour us and our children.
Okay. All right.
You ever see a shark's eyes? Dark, soulless, like a shark's eyes, Chief. I'm sorry, like a doll's eyes. Of course, a shark's eyes would be like a shark's eyes. Sorry, my Jaws quotes are a little lacking this week. All right, so are you ready to jump in? We got some Disney Springs news this week.
Let's do this.
All right, so by the way, not a huge news week, so bear with us here, folks. Okay, so if you dine at a Magic Kingdom quick service location, you can get a coupon for shopping at Disney Springs for some of the Marketplace stores. Yeah. So the way it goes is the following Magic Kingdom restaurants are participating with the coupon printed on your receipt. Aloha Isle, Anti-Gravity's. If you say Anti-Gravity's, by the way, I will shake my head at you because Anti-Gravity's is the joke. Like, that's the joke. Casey's Corner, Cheshire Cafe, Columbia Harbor House, Cool Ship, Cosmic Rays Starlight Cafe, Gaston's Tavern, Golden Oak Outpost, Lunching Pad, Pecos Bill's Cafe, Pinocchio Village House, Pecos... Okay, they listed Pecos Bill's twice. I guess they really want you to go to Pecos Bill's.
Yeah, that's the one. That's where you get the good coupon.
Yeah. Sleepy Hollow, Storybook Treats, Sunshine Tree Terrace, Tomorrowland Terrace, and the Village Fry Shop. Where's the Village Fry Shop?
In the Village.
Like, I don't think it's in the... Why don't I know what the Village Fry Shop is?
Because you haven't gone there.
Do you know what the Village Fry Shop is?
No, I don't know what the Village Fry Shop is.
All right, so the Village Fry Shop in Fantasyland is... Oh, it's the Friar's Nook. Why are they calling it the Village Fry Shop?
Maybe that's its new name?
It has, no, it's its old name. It hasn't been the Village Fry Shop since 2009.
Psh, lame.
They called it the Village Fry Shop back when it had McDonald's fries in it.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, so it has not been the Village Fry Shop since 2009.
Maybe they were just going retro.
So the coupon is worth 10% discount at the following Disney Springs Marketplace stores. Disney's Days of Christmas, which is my favorite Christmas store. Disney's Design of Tea, Disney Pin Traders, Disney's Wonderful World of Memories, Goofy's Candy Company, Marketplace Co-op, Marketplace Fun Finds, Mickey's Pantry, Once Upon a Toy, Trendy, and World of Disney. Pretty sure Trendy doesn't exist anymore either.
I was hoping for a bigger coupon than 10%. I don't know why.
I'm pretty sure Trendy is now the Star Wars store. I might be wrong, though. That's really weird. Why is this story so outdated? But, I mean, it's only from 7 hours. Like, this was literally put up 7 hours ago on www.magic.com. So, the offer is available from July 26th, which is tomorrow, to September 4th, and redeemable through to September 5th. The terms and conditions apply, including not to be used in combination with other discounts and not valid on certain items such as ticket media, DVDs, and CDs and gift cards. Check with a cast member before purchasing.
Did it say good till September 5th, 2009?
No, it didn't. Oh, there's also an offer for a 15% discount coupon at Disney's Days of Christmas by shopping or dining at Disney Quest Emporium, Disney Quest Food Quest, Candy Cauldron, Cirque du Soleil, Exposition Park Food Truck, Star Wars Galactic Outpost, or Superhero Headquarters.
Oh, that's handy.
Yeah.
Again, I think that's something you would want to know. Imagine if you went to the Christmas store first and then, like, went over there.
Yeah.
You'd be bummed out.
Yeah, you would be. Like, now you get 15% off. So yeah, 15% now, this is why people listen to the show, Pete, because we give them this late-breaking news.
I hope so.
Yeah. Okay, moving along in the news. Resort news. Remember we talked about the Abracadabar at the boardwalk?
Yes.
The magician-themed restaurant. It is now open for business.
Oh, cool.
I saw some. I haven't gotten a chance to get over there yet. I very infrequently go to the boardwalk. But I saw some pictures, and it looks really neat. It looks very magical. It's got a lot of, like, it's got, like, Houdini's straight jacket on the wall and, like, his handcuffs and stuff like that. And a lot of little, like, gizmos and doodads on the wall. And
love gizmos.
Yeah. Not the gremlin.
Love the Gremlin.
So does Hulk Hogan. That's why he wants to see the end of Gremlins 2.
I don't get
it. Did you never see Gremlins 2?
I don't remember. I'm sure I have.
The Gremlins, like in the middle of the movie just, like, stops. Like, it looks like the film got cut.
Okay.
Because the Gremlins, like, cut it. Because, like, it's that wacky. And then in the movie theater, like, on the screen, they show the people watching the movie getting pissed off. And Hulk Hogan stands up in the movie theater and yells at the Gremlins and threatens them to turn it back on. And they turn the movie back on.
Really? Man, yeah. I don't remember that.
Oh, no,
at
this
all.
Happens. YouTube it.
Huh.
Okay, in Magic Kingdom news, electric vehicle charging stations are coming to the the Transportation and Ticket Center, the TTC. There's going to be four of them located in the Zurg parking lot in the Villains section, which is the right-hand side parking lot area. Similar stations are available currently at Disney Springs, Disney's Animal Kingdom, and Epcot. So Hollywood Studios would be the only one to not have electric car charging stations.
Would you ever consider getting an electric car?
I mean, yeah, in like 20 years when they're affordable. I mean, like, I'm not going to get a Tesla now.
Well, no. Yeah, I know.
But, yeah, I mean, like, I would love to have an electric car.
You know, Tesla keeps swearing they're going to put out that $35,000 car.
Yeah, okay. The technology doesn't exist to make it for that low. So, also, Disney's Hollywood Studios news this week. We have some new character meet-and-greet locations in studios.
Ooh, I like this.
I know, yeah. See, I know. I love when I get a piece of news that you get interested in. Like, Abracadabar, you're like, whatever. Like, we mentioned characters, and all of a sudden Pete looks up from whatever it is he's doing, and it's just like, oh, what, really? Characters? So, Donald and Daisy are now meeting together over by Sidcohania, which is that gift shop right on the left when you walk inside the park.
Right.
And I have not confirmed this, but there were rumors that it is classic Donald and Daisy.
No.
Yeah.
The two of them together?
Yeah, I think so. It might be them in their Hollywood gear, but I had heard rumors, and I stress rumors, that it's I will be investigating, but yeah,
oh,
I heard rumors that it's classic Donald and Daisy.
Now, are they out there like most of the day, or is that just like a morning thing?
I would assume they'd be out most of the day. I mean, I'll check it out for
awesome.
You. I'll check it out.
Yeah, that's how can you not get that picture?
I know. I mean, I've gotten classic Donald now, but yeah, the two of them together, that's a
Donald
big
and Daisy, that's
yeah.
Awesome.
Goofy, Chip, and Dale are also now on Commissary Lane over by the writer's stop.
Okay.
So it's Goofy in his classic gear, and Chip and Dale, obviously, they don't, you know, really wear clothes usually, so.
I don't know, that Tomorrowland Chip and Dale with their little space stuff on.
That is pretty neat.
Yeah, it's kind of cool.
I still want my Chip and Dale Rescue Rangers characters back out there.
Oh, yeah, that'd be great.
Yeah.
Let me ask you a question. Why is in Epcot... Why are Chip and Dale not in that one spot they were always in anymore?
I don't know. I mean,
that bumps me out. And they don't do it. It's not like that spot does anything.
Yeah, I mean, they change things sometimes, I think, just to change them. It's weird. Like, remember Daisy was in Duffy's old spot for a while?
Yeah.
It's yep. Pluto now.
I get that. Maybe they want to just change the character selection there. But it's not like they got rid of Chip and Dale and put someone else there. No, it's just nothing now.
Yeah. Thanks, Shanghai. That's my answer to everything. Thanks, Shanghai.
You need that on a t-shirt.
Yeah. Voyage of the Little Mermaid and the two nearby shops are closing for a refurbishment later this one. Actually, it's... they closed yesterday the 24th and will remain closed till the 28th.
You think they're upgrading those laser technologies?
Nope. I think they're just vacuuming. They're just skimming like the pool. It's Voyage of the Little Mermaid Studio Store and In Character are all closing for a very brief refurbishment. You know, it's funny. Like, we were so sure when Studios was going through this, like, whole big thing that we're like, oh, well, the one thing that's definitely going
right
is the Little Mermaid. And it's still trucking along.
I mean, I would love to know the bubble budget for that thing.
Not only is it still trucking along, it's getting refurbishments. Like Disney Quest, there's like mounds of garbage on the floor, and it's like, what about us?
Like, what could they possibly be doing there?
I don't know. Changing out some lights, maybe. Like, I don't know. Getting a new Ursula. Who knows?
There's no way they're getting a new Ursula.
That Ursula is scary, man. It's like Kabuki theater. And that is the very short bit of news this week.
Wow. All right, not much news.
Yeah, I told you. It's a slow week. What can I say? All right, so we are going to take a quick commercial break. We are going to hear from our wonderful sponsors and the rest of the White Dragon Podcast Network. And we'll be back with our e-ticket attraction of the week. So stay tuned, folks. More Two Men in the Mouse coming at you right after this. You know, Pete, it's hard work planning a Disney vacation.
Of course.
Your whole family has to get going. You got to pack everything up. You got to figure out where you're eating. You got to figure out where you're staying. But you know what makes life so much easier and makes your trip planning a more fun experience?
Tell me. That sounds like something I need.
Absolutely. You need a travel agent.
Do we know one of those?
We absolutely do. We know our good friend and sponsor, Dave Weikert of Magical Travel, the official travel agent of Two Men and the Mouse, folks.
We've both used him.
Yes, we have. Dave Weikert plans our Disney vacations all the time, and we would not recommend him if we didn't use his services ourselves. Dave started his Cranford-based business here in 2008, and in that time has been planning hundreds of Walt Disney World vacations. Dave plans every trip as if it were his own, and you will never find someone more passionate about Disney. Very easy to work with, and will do his best to make sure you're satisfied. Working with Dave, you're likely to pay less and get more. And what's better than that, Peter Mandel?
Tell me.
You never pay a charge for Dave's services. It is 100% free. Dave will plan your entire trip for no additional cost to you.
That sounds awesome.
Absolutely. Dave has helped over 875 families enjoy their Disney vacations. A graduate of the College of Disney Knowledge, Dave has visited every Disney World resort and has personally stayed at 12 Disney World resorts. He's dined also at every Disney restaurant. He's crazy about Disney food.
That is an accomplishment.
Absolutely. I wish I could say I did
that.
That's
like the snack challenge times 10.
Yep. Dave also gives you Disney dollars for land packages and shipboard credits for any Disney Cruise Line vacations you might be going. This can be used as cash at any Disney destination or store. Traveling with kids in your party, Dave will also provide you autograph books for all your kids.
He gave them to us?
Absolutely. Your kids went down with Dave Weiger autograph books.
Of course.
All Disney autograph books supplied by Dave Weiger.
Depends how his name on it.
Dave simplifies your life by booking your complete vacation, including resort stay, airlines, Disney meal plans, and park passes. Also, checks daily for new discounts. When specials are announced, he immediately checks availability and rebooks your vacation at the lowest possible price. Dave can also book all your Disney dining and will do his best to get hard-to-book reservations like Cinderella's Royal Table and Be Our Guest. It's really, truly a no-brainer. Folks, take the stress out of your life. Dave Weikert of Magical Travel, the official travel agent of Two Men and the Mouse. If you and your family are taking a trip to the Orlando area this year, your little ones deserve to stroll in style. Lugging a stroller from home can be an annoying and frustrating part of the first leg of your journey, and renting those hard plastic strollers from Disney theme parks can be both costly and uncomfortable for your kids. Well, I'm here to tell you about the solution to your child transport problems, and that's Kingdom Strollers. Kingdom Strollers is a Disney-featured stroller and crib provider that does exactly what you're looking for at a great price. Not only is it less expensive than renting a stroller from the theme parks themselves, but these are padded luxury models with features like drink holders, canopies, storage baskets, and more. What's more, you keep this stroller with you for your entire trip, whereas park-rented strollers, you gotta return them before you leave the park that day. This is gonna make those late-night post-fireworks bus stop queues so much easier, and Dad's shoulders are gonna thank you for it. So, how does it work? You just go to kingdomstrollers.com and make your selection on the stroller or crib that's right for your child. Just let the good folks over there know a great time for delivery and pickup and where you'll be staying. You can pick your stroller or crib up from the luggage stand at your resort and then drop them back off there at the end of your stay. So pack light, leave your stroller at home, and save up to a whopping 50% versus park price stroller rentals when you visit kingdomstrollers.com. How do you go from dreaming of a theme park to building one? Walt Disney laid the blueprint. Learn how he did it and how his wisdom can guide you toward achieving things that you dream of in The Wisdom of Walt, and put Walt to work for you. The experts told Walt Disney that it would never work. A giant theme park where parents and children could play together? Crazy. So Walt put all of his money into this crazy dream of his. He put his reputation on the line, and anyone else would have quit, discouraged and disillusioned. But Walt Disney built Disneyland. So how did he go from dreaming to doing? And how can you do the same, no matter what your goal? In The Wisdom of Walt, Professor Jeffrey Barnes distills Walt Disney's vision, his knowledge, and his methods into a series of actionable lessons. Through historical vignettes about Disneyland, as well as plentiful examples and exercises, Barnes creates a framework through which you can apply Walt's wisdom to improve your career, your company, and your life. In The Wisdom of Walt, you'll learn to listen to your Walter ego and start trusting yourself, go beyond the berm with the secrets of Disneyland success, make a Main Street impression on everyone you meet, and create e-ticket experiences that keep coming back for more. The Wisdom of Walt is available in four different modes: hardcover, paperback, ebook, and audiobook, and it has been the number one bestseller on Amazon in five different categories, including theme parks and personal success in business. To pick up your copy of The Wisdom of Walt today, go to Amazon.com or check out thewisdomofwalt.com. With The Wisdom of Walt, your success is just a dream away.
Hello, I'm Storybook Julius, the White Dragon Podcast Network's resident Canadian and the host of Storybook Radio, a Walt Disney World and Universal Studios podcast appearing every Wednesday here on WDPN. Walt Disney was a storyteller, and well, so am I. Now, I'm not saying that I'm as cool as Walt Disney or anything, but I'm saying that if you're looking for a unique take on the Walt Disney World and Universal Studios theme parks, with immersive looks at their stories, backstories, and histories, you've come to the right place. Head on over to iTunes, Stitcher, or Podomatic to subscribe to and download the Storybook Radio podcast each and every Wednesday. You can also check out www.storybookradio.com for more details and more content.
Do you like the Disney parks? I do too. So does my little sister. That's why we started a podcast about them. Hi, I'm Dimitri Ravanis. The name of our show is The Extra Magic Hour. You can hear new episodes each and every Thursday here on the White Dragon Podcast Network. You can also find the show on iTunes, Stitcher, anywhere you get your podcasts. Now, in addition to telling you what we love about the parks and doling out some news and tips, we'll do something a little different. We'll tell you what we hate about the parks, where the mouse can improve, and we'll do some fighting. Well, not fighting. We call it friendly debate. Things that Disney fans have been debating and arguing about forever and ever. You'll hear them played out in real time between a brother and a sister every Thursday right here on the White Dragon Podcast Network.
Hi there, this is Monica Pinto from the Mouse in Our House podcast, inviting you to join me here every other Friday for all things Disney from my perspective. Let's face it, with our fast-paced lives in a crazy world, always running from one place to another, from hectic work days to family responsibilities, from household chores to those never-ending errands, it sometimes seems impossible to survive until your next Disney trip. How to turn that around? Easy, by keeping a little bit of that Disney magic in our everyday lives. So go ahead, sit back, relax, grab a cup of coffee and a little something sweet, and let's chat Disney. Join me here on the White Dragon Podcast Network every other Friday, where we'll celebrate all the magic, all the fun, all the memories, and even some stuff that's not so magical. But don't worry, a little bit of pixie dust should take care of that. So until then, I hope you remember to keep the mouse in your house.
This is Bill Farmer, and you're listening to Two Men and the Mouse.
Folks, Walt Disney World is a place of so many wonderful memories and magic, but it's also a place where you can find a lot of really great thrills. The thrill seekers in all of us absolutely love to just engage in some of the roller coasters and more thrilling experiences that they have. One of my favorite things that happen in that can happen in any ride is the death-defying drops. So the big plunges that you take down steep hills and mountains, and like, it just puts your stomach up in your throat, makes your heart beat fast, and you know, it's just crazy with adrenaline. So this week I figured, let's count down the top 10 drops in Walt Disney World. Then we realized there are not.
Right. We did have this conversation.
Yeah. There are not 10 drops in Walt Disney World. So I came up with an idea to kind of like do a little contrast and compare. So this week we're doing our first ever Dueling Parks top 10 list, which is going to be the five best drops at Walt Disney World competing with the five best drops of Universal Orlando. It's a pretty tall order.
Yeah.
I like it because now we can redo a lot of our old top 10 lists and, like, you know,
as double fives.
As double fives. So, double five, Disney double fives. Oh, not Disney, because it's, you know, like, both of them. But, like, let's call it our double five lists.
All right.
Okay, so, all right. Now, Pete, you don't really... Oh, and so, and by the way, folks, so far, our e-ticket attraction of the week, double fives. The best drops of Walt Disney World versus the best drops of Universal Orlando. And the e-ticket attraction this week is brought to you by Kingdom Strollers. For all your stroller and crib rental needs, check out kingdomstrollers.com. Pete, you are not a fan of the thrill ride.
I'm not. Like, when you were like, man, that's my favorite part of a ride, I was like, wow, that's actually my least favorite part of a ride.
I really dig it. I really like it. I mean,
I get that.
I don't like going upside down and stuff like that, but I like certain drops. I like, we'll get into it as we go along.
I told you ahead of time, I'm a big fan of the drop in Haunted Mansion.
Yes, we had this discussion earlier where he mentioned the drop in when you fall out of the attic.
And when you drop out of the attic window?
I had to tell Pete that the graveyard doesn't count as a drop.
I'm pretty sure it does.
You move at about 1 mile per hour.
But it's thematically a drop.
I suppose.
You are literally going, you know, back first out that window.
Okay, so the way we did it was, since Pete doesn't really have a lot of opinions on a lot of these drops, I created the list myself, and Pete is going. Pete doesn't know what they're what's
here. I know what they are, just don't know what order they're in.
Yeah, so Pete is going to react to the order, and you guys will get a little like sense if he disagrees. All right, so I'm going to give the number five for each. Number five for Disney. Seven Dwarves.
So we're going to go back and forth between Disney and Universal?
We are, yeah.
All right.
Seven Dwarves Mine Train.
Like it.
You like it at number five? It's not really a huge drop.
It's not. And it's slow.
It's slow. It's controlled.
It's
like
very controlled. It's a perfect drop for me.
Yeah. Like it's a Peter Mandel drop. And to that, like, that's why it's so high up on the list, because Pete had to like remind me that it existed basically.
But it actually was a drop. I remember going on that and we sat in the front and I'm like, oh, this will be cool. And like when we went down that drop, we were like halfway down the drop and we were still pretty much stopped because you have to wait for the rest of the train.
Uh huh.
And then we went through it. And I'm like, oh, it's like the opposite of a drop.
Yep. All right, so number five for Universal. Now, people are going to be aghast that this is number five and not, like, up further, but I've never personally done it.
Okay,
so
what is it?
So it's Rip Ride Rocket.
Yeah, I get that. I mean, you would think that that's way more than...
Yeah.
But...
I mean, Rip Ride Rocket is... I don't even know what the rest of the ride is. I just know you go up very sharply at a 90-degree angle, and then you drop.
Right.
So... I mean, so it's a roller coaster. I know they play music.
Yeah, can't you like pick what song you want to hear?
Yeah, you can pick your songs. There are apparently hidden tracks on there too. Like my sidekick told me that she heard the Muppet Show theme on there one time.
Really?
Yeah, she said there are hidden tracks.
What do you mean by sidekick?
my best friend Lexi is my sidekick.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I've gone on Facebook Live a couple times. We've been in the parks together one time, and I just refer to her as sidekick.
Does she know that you refer to her as sidekick?
Yeah, she embraces her role as sidekick.
Huh.
She's kind of the Robin to my Batman.
Okay.
But like Carrie Kelly Robin to like my grizzled old Dark Knight Returns barrel chested Batman.
Interesting.
Yeah. Okay, so number four for Disney is the drop at Pirates of the Caribbean. Another Pete drop.
Love this one.
This is another Pete drop, and this is it's tame, but it's probably in the upper echelon of what you endure.
No, I mean I could do this one pretty funny. I imagine I always whenever I think of this as being a drop, I always think of like holding, you know, little baby 7-month-old Ethan on this ride and being like, huh, like this is so crazy that you could just hold like a small infant. Like sack of potatoes, mm-hmm. like on this drop in pitch black, but you know, it's all good.
It's not a very steep drop. I would love to know like the basics of like I feel like if it were in the light, it wouldn't feel like as much of a thing.
Oh no, yeah, it can't be anything.
And so, folks, this is the drop where like you enter into that like really creepy area in the beginning, where you have the mermaids. Which, by the way, there are still mermaids in there, just the lights are gone.
Okay,
because you can still hear them singing, and one like something broke the surface of the water next to me the last time I was on there. And I think it was supposed to be like a mermaid fin or something like that. I was really scared. I mean, if I'm in a boat surrounded by water, I'm already like...
Right. Who like, knows what it could be?
Exactly. It could be a shark.
It absolutely could be.
And then you see like that... or first you see the pirate skeleton like driving the ship.
By the way, the pirate at the helm is my favorite thing in the entire ride.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
Hands down. I just think it's awesome.
Okay.
Love it. Great imagery.
Yeah, and then you see the mermaid skeleton lying in the remains of the ship, which I love because I love telling people, oh, you know Ariel's in this ride? And they're like, really? I'm like, yeah, she's hidden. You got to look for her. They're like, where? I'm like, right there.
That's not right.
No, it's not right at all. But then you come to this point where, you know, you go down a drop and you kind of like, you drop and you like skid right into that big like Barbossa firing at the fort,
yep.
at the fort scene. And you get wet on that drop now.
Maybe the boats are just sinking again.
They're not sinking. No, it's like you just get splashed with water when you come down that drop. You'll see next time you go on. I bet you it happens to you.
You'll see.
What's that from?
I don't know.
It sounds familiar. Like it's from
Kevin Kessler.
Okay. All right. So that was my number four, Pirates of the Caribbean. How do you feel about it being number four?
I think as far as Disney drops go, it probably makes sense. Yeah.
All right, so my number four for Universal is the last drop at Universal that I have never personally done.
Okay.
But I do think it's pretty neat. That is Doctor Doom's Free Fall.
I've never done it either.
I have stood and watched it. But I mean, if it's not, here's my thing. If it's not themed to Doctor Doom, it's just a carnival ride.
Yeah.
You know, like it's something you could find on the Jersey Shore, which is why it's so high up on the list.
I gotta be honest with you. That ride, like I remember Ethan wanted to ride it at one point, and I feel like I could actually do that ride. Like,
really?
Something like that doesn't bother me too much.
It just kind of goes up, and that's the kind of drop I don't like. I don't like free falls. I like a controlled drop down a ramp. I don't like free falls.
I get that. So, I do really, 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 really like Dr. Doom, though.
Mm-hmm. One of my Uber passengers was like, you know, because you could see from I-4, you can see Dr. Doom's free fall.
Right.
And he was like, oh, well, you know, what's that? And I'm like, oh, it's Dr. Doom's free fall. And I was like, what is that? I'm like, oh, it's, you know, drops
Isn't it
you.
Fear fall?
Yeah.
See, that makes it scarier.
I think it is called Fearfall. And like, I'm like, oh, I just dropped it. He's like, so it's like Tower of Terror? I'm like, yeah, but outside. And he was just like, oh, okay. That's actually like that better. So there you go.
And we're like, yo, Dr. Doom's face is on it.
Dr. Doom's face is on it, and you can meet Dr. Doom outside of it. So sometimes.
Love Dr. Doom when he's there.
Oh, isn't he the best?
He is the best.
Listen, a lot of their Marvel costumes have something to be desired. That Wolverine is atrociously awful. But that Dr. Doom costume, that is a spot on Dr. Doom.
When we met Dr. Doom, I was like, you know, went to my brother. I'm like, take my picture. I'm like, that Viria, number one. Dr. Doom, he responded very fine. He's a pretty good character.
Latveria. I've heard Latveria might get banned from the Rio Olympics because of a doping scandal.
Because of Doom?
Yeah. Mm. A Doom-sponsored doping scandal.
Wouldn't surprise me.
That's just me kind of calling Vladimir Putin Dr. Doom. Couldn't you see it?
I don't know. I think of Doom as being so cool.
Yeah, okay. I could see that. Okay, so moving along to our number threes. My number three for Disney is the drop in Expedition Everest.
Okay.
They have a really cool, really steep, really fast drop. It's after the Yeti. Or not... I think it's right after the Yeti.
Like, is that the one where you go backwards?
No. You come to like the tracks. I've only ridden this once, so pardon me if I'm wrong. But like you come up to the tracks, and then you go backwards through the dark for a while. And then finally you get to the end where the Yeti is there. You know, the Yeti is supposed to swipe at your car, but instead he just kind of stands there while a disco light hits him.
Right.
And then you do the final drop out of the mountain, and it's pretty cool. Very steep, very fast, very fun. That's where they take your picture.
Steep, fast, and fun.
Yep. All right, so my number three for Universal, also steep, fast, and fun, and also it is you escaping from certain doom at the hands of a monster.
Who is it?
It is the Jurassic Park. It's the Jurassic Park River Adventure. And have you ever gone on the Jurassic Park River Adventure?
I have not.
It is, listen, this is a steep, steep
drop. I've watched it. I've seen the video.
It is steep. And, like, you climb, like, the other thing that I, like, you climb for a really long time. And while you're climbing, there's dinosaurs around you.
That's kind of cool.
Raptors and stuff.
Now, is climbing the first thing you do?
No. You go through, like, it starts off and you're just kind of in, it's just like, welcome to Jurassic Park. And then you get the, bum, 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 as the big gates open up.
Right. Nothing but friendly dinosaurs.
Yeah, and then there's like friendly dinosaurs. But then like you're supposed to go into like you're supposed to keep going on like the vegetarian dinosaur route, but you accidentally go into, you know, the predator route, and they like the raptors have all broken out and are causing havoc. And then as you get to the top, the T-Rex like comes out over you and you drop down right away from the old girl.
Okay.
Yeah. So there you go. But, I mean, it's a steep drop. You get really wet. If you've ever stood outside of the building is cool. Like, I really like the building, the facade.
I really like the ride vehicle.
The ride vehicle is also pretty neat.
I mean, for essentially what's a flume, that thing is huge.
It is huge, yeah. And it's a lot. Like, it's just it's a fun ride. I know I've been hard on it in the past, but I've gone on it again since, and I'm like, you know, this is actually a really fun ride. I enjoy it. Okay, so ready for... So how do you feel about the order of things so far? Anything you disagree
with? So far, I feel like it's pretty good.
I felt like when I did it, I'm like, Pete would say this or Pete would say that. So I kind of like tailored it to what you would.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I feel like I'm in line with it.
All right. My number two drop for Disney is the Tower of Terror.
Really?
Yeah. Twilight Zone Tower of Terror.
Interesting.
Exclusive soon to Walt Disney World.
Yeah, right?
Because they will be transitioning the Tower of Terror from Disneyland into a Guardians of the Galaxy attraction, which has been rumored for a while. The tower is going to become the collector's, area.
Now, is it still going to be Tower of Terror pretty much?
Did you look at the picture that Joe Rohde put up?
I didn't see it.
It looks like the Tower of Terror, but like all futuristic.
Okay.
And I'm assuming that the core basics of the ride are the same.
Be the same, right?
Yeah. But it's all about, I guess, the Guardians having to escape from the Collector.
Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah. But anyway, yeah, I'm not a huge fan of the Tower of Terror, as has been well documented before. But I understand that it's iconic, and that's why it gets the number two slot.
Yeah, I would thought there was a chance this could be number one.
You know what? And I feel like for someone that enjoys this ride, it could be number one. I think the thing that really makes it unique is the randomness of it.
Right.
Like, it's never, like, you don't know, like, okay, now I'm going to go up, now I'm going to go down. Like, they randomly drop you, like, 13 times.
Yep.
And sometimes it fakes you out, and this happened to me one time. It, like, takes you all the way down to the bottom, you think you're done, it pauses for a second, and then shoots you back up.
That's not cool.
No, it's not cool at all, Joe Rohde. All right, so my number two for Universal, I could have made a case for this as my number one as well. My number two for Universal is the drop at Harry Potter and the Escape from Gringotts.
Huh.
You remember this one. You did it, right?
Yeah, I like this one.
I love this drop. Like, this is probably my favorite drop. Because, you know, like, when you start off, you know, bum, bum, ba-dum, bum, 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 like, you know, like, the music hits, like, in the beginning. You get to that point where they're going to connect the car, and then Bellatrix comes out.
I love it.
And she shoots that, like, magic whip at your car. All of a sudden, you're facing down, and then just zoom. And, like, you're right.
You hang there for a while.
You do. You hang there, and they let you think about what's about to happen to you.
I actually really like that.
I really, really, really enjoyed that drop. Like, it's so well done. The music is perfect. And it takes you down at such a cool velocity. And then, like, when you hit the bottom of it, you're, like, zooming right into the ride. Like,
yeah,
those
you're into the adventure.
Yeah, like, those trolls are coming at you real quick after that. So, like, it's an awesome, awesome way to start that kind of experience. Like, I have never seen someone get off of Gringotts for the first time and not be, like, smiling and saying that was awesome.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Yeah, like I remember when I went with a couple of my friends from New Jersey came down, and we went to Universal. And I took them, as I do with everyone, I took them on Transformers first. And, you know, they were kind of like, we got off Transformers and my friend TJ looks at me and he's just like, why did you make us go on that first? Nothing is ever going to beat that. And I was like, oh, no, brace yourself.
Now, wait, why do you take people on Transformers first?
Because it's one of the first things when you walk in the park.
OK,
it's one of the first things when you walk in the park, and it will have a line later.
No, yeah, you're right about that.
So better to hop on it now and get on it with no line than to come back in 3 hours when it's got an hour long wait.
Right.
So, yeah, like, I always see people on that first, and then we make our way to Harry Potter. And, yes, I know Harry Potter will eventually have a long line, but I like that Gringotts queue.
Oh, it's wonderful.
Yeah, like, I love looking at, like, the goblins, like, as they, like, stare up and you wonder, like, that's got to be a real person, right? Like, that's, like, an actual human being. But they're not. Okay, ready for number one for each park?
Yeah, let's do it.
Do you want the number Disney number one first, or do you want the Universal number one first?
Give me the Disney one.
You know what? No, I'm going to give you the Universal one first, and then I'm
going to
go.
Why'd you ask me?
Yeah, because I was hoping you'd just agree with me. just because the Disney one is so iconic, I feel like we have to close with it.
All right, give us the SeaWorld number one drop.
No, it's not SeaWorld. My number one for Universal is Dudley Do-Right's Ripsaw Falls.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
This is one of, like, I did not think I was going to like this ride as much as I like it.
Yeah, no, it's a fun ride.
It's so cool. Like, the whole ride is just amazing. But the drop at the end, that is the most ridiculous drop of all time. You know, like, in, like, it's, first of all, it's steep. It's steep as anything. You zoom down, you get soaked, and then you go up a little hill, and then you go back down again. And as you go up the hill, you're getting pelted in the face with water. So much fun.
That is fun.
Yeah, and I mean, I like, as someone who used to watch those, I even like the queue for that one, because like,
yeah, it's fun. Yeah, it's like cartoony.
It's cartoon Canada.
It's exactly what it should be. You know?
Yeah, it's cartoon Canada. And then when, as you make your way through cartoon Canada, eventually you get to that point right before they load you on, where you have the beaver head and the bear head on the wall, and they're talking to each other.
Yep.
Hey, beaver. Yeah, bear. Like, it's really cool. It's a lot of fun. I really like it. But I like when you go through that like little mine area, and very, very well done. And really fits in perfectly with that whole comic strip, cartoony Toon Landing area.
Oh, yeah. It looks awesome.
You know, they have a sandwich shop in there, which is like, I love it because it's one of the few sandwich shops like in a theme park. It's like themed to Blondie and Dagwood.
Huh, their, I don't understand that.
Their signature sandwich is the Dagwood. So I was expecting like this big monstrous sandwich. So I went in there to see like what it was. Pete, it's like a regular sandwich on a Kaiser roll. That's like $12.
Oh.
And I was like, yeah, no thank you.
I'm going to pass.
And stop at Moe's on my way out the door. Again, my one thing that I always say to people when they go to Universal is, don't bother with the food in the parks. Just eat at CityWalk.
Yeah.
All right, so ready for number one with Disney.
Is it Haunted Mansion?
Yes. No, it is. Of course, it's got to be Splash Mountain.
That makes sense. Yeah,
the single most iconic drop, I think, in any theme park ever.
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty up there.
I mean, it is also the one drop. I think I've done it so many times now that it's easier for me to... I can bear putting my arms in the air.
Oh, cool. You've gotten to that point?
I've gotten to that point where I'm brave enough to put my arms in the air and wave them like I just don't care.
Right. That's exciting.
Yeah. So, I did the Superman one time.
Okay.
I like that picture. Girlfriend and I did John Cena poses one time.
I wouldn't know what that is.
Yeah. No, you wouldn't. So, you know, everything about it, like, I love the music as you're going up. Like, that ominous, like, you know, and then the time to be turning around, if only you could. Yeah, because I got stuck there for 45 minutes. So I could do that in my sleep. If you finally found your laughing place, why aren't you laughing? Yeah, and then like there's the hidden Mickey up on top. One of the hidden Mickeys that's not just three circles. It's the profile of Mickey's face.
Okay.
In the rocks, you've noticed that, right?
Nope.
As you get to the top of Splash, you don't even go on Splash, do you?
I've been on Splash.
No, but do you go on it regularly?
No.
As you
but
get
a lot
the,
of times in fall, I don't really want to get wet either.
As you get to the top, there's the unmistakable. Profile of Mickey Mouse's face in the rocks on the left hand side.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. And then you hear Brer Bear go, Briar Patch, and then you plummet. I mean, it's the first drop I ever went on a ride as a kid.
And loved it.
Yeah, and you know, my parents had the picture for a long time. I don't know whatever happened to it. But my dad used to joke that you can give me a dental exam from that picture, because my mouth is open so wide and I'm screaming so much that he said you could see every tooth in my mouth.
Oh, that's great.
So yeah, that is the list. Those are my top five for each park. What do you think?
I think they're pretty good.
Nothing you would change?
Now, what about, let's just talk about other drops. First off, Universal, I thought, they do a great job at the simulated drop.
What do you mean? With the
Spider-Man and Transformers.
Oh, yeah.
I know they're not really drops. But, you know, the first couple times you go on it, you're like, that's pretty cool the way they do this.
Yeah, no, you like when you fall off the building at the end of Transformers and Bumblebee catches you. Or Spider-Man when he catches you in the web.
Yep, in the web. Love it. And you bounce. Pretty cool.
So neat.
Now, what about the drop in The Mummy?
I don't really like The Mummy.
I don't like The Mummy either.
I don't know. There's just some. I don't know why I don't like it. There's just something about it that I don't like.
Did it replace Confrontation? Did you really like that?
Maybe that's it.
Did you ever get to go on Jaws?
Oh yeah, I went on Jaws.
And were you terrified?
I mean, the shark looks very fake.
But that's it. Maybe it's real. It's just looking fake to
oh my God, I never thought.
Let you get close, you know?
Oh, Pete, thank God I never realized that when I was 12. No, I feel like it was enough of like an adventure that I didn't really care.
Okay.
My poor brother, though. My brother Dan, my brother who's 3 years younger than me, he was nervous as a kid. And so we rode Jaws for the first time. My mother figured that in order to kind of save him the, like, you know, being nervous on the ride, we'll sit in the back so that, you know, because if anything happens, it'll happen in the front. So we sit in the back and he sits like, I remember he gets in first. So he sits like on the edge. Peter Mandel, every time Jaws popped out of the water, every time something exploded,
he was
every
like,
time something caught
why?
On fire.
Why did you do this to me?
But he was never vocal like that. Like, he would just, he was one of those kids that's like, he gets traumatized, but he doesn't say anything. And you just see him sitting there like wide eyed. Like,
you're like, he might not be having a good time.
So we get off the ride and my dad was waiting with my youngest brother in the stroller. And I remember, I'm like, oh, it was so cool. My dad just looks and he goes, what's wrong with Dan? We look back and he's just white as a sheet, like eyes big as saucers, like just traumatized by the. And yet I'm the one that won't go in the ocean.
I think that's very funny. Yeah. We did that with Ethan when he was like a little. We took him on Great Movie Ride. And I'm like, you know, it's a little loud at parts. And as a parent, you're always like sensitive to the noise issue. And Ethan was like, really, he didn't like noise when he was a kid.
Yeah. Oh, so the I'm alien like, room.
So I'm like, you know what? Let's not go in the front. Let's go like in the middle to the back. I'm like, this would be perfect. And dude, wouldn't you know it? I mean, we are literally like a guy with a Tommy gun pops up like right next to us. I'm looking at this animatronic going, really? Really? And he's just blasting away.
What about the alien?
I didn't care about the alien because he's too little to really know what it is. You know, this is like when he was little. But that Tommy gun made a lot of noise.
Like, did you ever watch Arrested Development?
No, I hear it's great, though.
It's really funny. Don't watch the Netflix season.
I was just going to say, I heard that Netflix season's bad.
Honestly, I went through the whole series again recently and then got to the Netflix season. And I'm like, I'm going to give this another try because I couldn't finish it. It was so bad. I stopped in the middle of the first episode. Second episode. I was like, I can't.
That's not good.
But George Michael Cera's character. There's so many moments where like he just gets traumatized by something and he's like what my brother was like. Like he doesn't like say anything. It just kind of goes back to him and he's just kind of like wide-eyed, like shaking.
Oh, that's great.
All right, so ready to hear what our friends around the world had to say about drops?
Now, yeah, let's hear it.
Keep in mind, I said, what are your favorite drops in Disney and your favorite drops in Universal? 90% of these, last time I checked, were all Disney. So,
okay.
Don't shoot the messenger, folks. Samuel Murphy says Splash, hands down or up. Christina McSheffrey says Universal, it's Dudley Do Rides Ripsaw Falls. And Magic Kingdom, it's Splash Mountain, hands down.
Okay.
Exactly my number ones as well. Sarah Coyle says Splash. Katie Nelson says Tower of Terror all day. Jared Crespo says Splash, no question. Tim Elbig Jr. says my favorite drop at Disney has got to be Tower of Terror with the backwards drop from Expedition Everest. It's a close second. And he says, what is this Universal of which you speak? Okay. Wayne Smalling says, Cali River Rapids, unpredictable. Michael Fernandez says, Tower of Terror. Paul Taranicki says, I'm not a big fan of drops because I'm afraid of heights. For some reason, I really like the Tower of Terror drop. Now, that makes absolutely no sense.
Yeah, he's afraid of heights.
And doesn't like drops, but it likes the Tower of Terror.
Yeah, that's crazy.
He says, maybe because you just drop and you don't see how high you are. Oh, well, that's not true either, because you see just how high you are. They open up the wall of the ride so that you can see exactly how high up you are.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Melissa Johnson says Tower of Terror. Lindsay Jessup says Splash Mountain. Michael Fernandez says Universal's best drop is Ripsaw Falls. Gareth Kinnear says Splash at Walt Disney World, closely followed by Tower of Terror. At Universal, I actually like the drop at Jurassic Park River Adventure, as it is the attraction's only redeeming feature. Dragon Challenge has a good drop, too. Everyone's a critic. Katarina Dupree says, Tower of Terror all day. I haven't been to Universal in 13 years, or else I can give some input. Cheryl Pavia says, Splash Mountain, what a great attraction that is, so well themed, and to a movie hardly anyone has seen, yet it's so popular. That's a great attraction. Julius, Storybook Julius from Storybook Radio says, Universal's best drop. I knew he'd say something about Universal because he loves it too. He says, Universal's best drop is on the Jurassic Park River Adventure. And there are a couple decent ones on the Escape from Gringotts, Revenge of the Mummy, the Hulk Coaster, Harry Potter's Dragon Challenge, and Ripsaw Falls. Kirstie Louise Clark says, many of you probably won't know it, but the first drop in Crush's Coaster at Disneyland Paris is amazing. You free fall, so it's never the same, and you spin at the same time, but at Walt Disney World, it has to be Tower of Terror. Have you ever heard of this Crush's Coaster at Disneyland Paris?
No, and I've been looking into Paris.
A few people have told me about this roller coaster in Disneyland that is themed to Finding Nemo, and you ride on a turtle.
Huh, okay. Yeah.
Adam Rose says Tower of Terror for Disney and Dudley Do-Right for Universal. Zachary Adams says Tower of Terror with its unnervingly random ride motion by far is the best repeat drop at the world. As for Universal, the slow 90-degree clump of Rip Ride Rocket makes all that follows an amazing drop. Storybook Julius says, has anyone mentioned the drop on Pirates of the Caribbean in the dark? In boats that take on water? Terrifying. Adam Blistein says, Tower of Terror all the way. Maddie Rooker says, probably Tower of Terror over Splash, but only because you never quite know what drops are coming and when. Giovanni Ibarra says, Tower of Terror or Expedition Everest. Ben Power says, Tower of Terror is my favorite, but some lesser thought of ones would be either Winnie the Pooh's Hops or the perceived drop in Mission Space at Disney. The only one I could think of at Universal would be Doctor Doom's Freefall or one of the roller coasters. Scott Farney says, all of them. I'm an adrenaline junkie, so my favorite thrill is Mission Space. Not technically a drop, but it simulates drops, so that's my favorite, Mission Space Orange.
I didn't think I would hear Pooh Bear.
Yeah, me neither. I was not expecting a Winnie the Pooh reference in this one.
That is interesting.
Scott Farney, one of the listeners who has actually managed to meet the elusive Peter Mandel.
That's true, yeah.
You're like in Two Men and the Mouse Go, you're like the super rare Pokemon.
I'll take that as a compliment? Question mark?
You are. I'm just a Rattata, because everybody can find me.
Right, you're just everywhere.
Did I make this joke last week?
I don't know.
I might have. I'm saying it, and I'm like, sometimes I'll forget that I've thought a thought, and I'll think it again, and realize I've thought this thought before.
I think everyone does that.
Yeah, but it's weird. I don't know. I just think it's weird. Or, like, I'll listen to the show, and, like, you'll say something, and I'll have an immediate response in my head, and then on the show, I will respond with that. And I'll be like, oh, you know, I guess I don't really change over the years, because, like, it's old episodes.
Right, right. That's your natural reaction.
Yeah. Gareth Kinnear says, let's not forget the backwards drop while Elsa blasts out Let It Go. That is probably the weirdest drop. That's the newest drop Disney has.
Oh, I didn't know about that one.
Well, you knew that there's a drop from, you know.
I totally forgot about
Maelstrom. Matthew Gledhill says, the last drop in Space Mountain when you think the ride is over is pretty intense. There's a drop in Space Mountain that I really love. It's like, you know, like, you don't go on Space Mountain, do you?
Nope.
You're going along, and then suddenly you just, like, go whoop, like, right, like straight down. Like, you're riding along, and then all of a sudden just drops.
It's almost like you've tripped and fallen.
Exactly. Stephen Linda Waltz says, Splash Mountain is the best, but I love the little drop in Pirates. And Jillian Sorrow says, Pirates drop, and all of them in Splash. Splash, she, you know what? She's correct. Splash has quite a few drops.
Yeah, it does.
My favorite is, like, at the very end, like, right before you come to that, like, right after you, like, get stuck in that little waterfall, there's, like, a little tiny drop.
Yeah.
And I always throw my hands up in the air and go, woo! All right, so that's the show this week. That's we're dropping knowledge and dropping rides.
That's very true.
Dropping drop knowledge.
Not dropping much news this week.
No, not dropping much news, but dropping mics. Boom.
Boom.
Two Men in the Mess out. All right, so about done this week?
I think so.
I think so. Nothing really else to talk about, right?
No, we got nothing.
You sure? Like, nothing pressing on your mind?
I don't know. What are you doing tonight?
I was going to go see The Killing Joke in Disney Springs on the big screen, but I don't think I'm going to do that.
Why?
I'm tired.
Yeah.
It's been a bit of a day, and I got a lot of work to catch up on.
I get that. What about the Democratic convention?
We're not talking about that. We're not going to talk about any of that. how about Comic-Con? It's a more of a safer topic.
What do we have to talk about?
Well, I mean, Doctor Strange trailer.
Yeah, looked good.
Looked real good. What is this, a Kate Smith blog post? Oh, no, never mind. We're saying it. What we're saying is happening right now and not 3 years ago. Sorry. Okay, all right, so, well, that's going to do it for Two Men in the Mouse this week, folks. Please give our social media pages some love. You can find us on Facebook at facebook.com/Two Men in the Mouse. We are on Twitter at Two Men in the Mouse, Instagram at White Dragon PN. Also, you can find us and have conversation with us and all of our great friends from around the world in our Disney Facebook discussion group, facebook.com/groups/Two Men in the Mouse. If you want your questions answered on the show, please send an email to questions@twomeninthemouse.com. Also, check out the White Dragon Podcast Network's Facebook page at facebook.com/WD Podcast Network. And we're on Twitter at White Dragon PN. If you like the show, folks, please do us the honor of sharing it and give it a rate and review in iTunes. Every little bit helps. You have no idea how much we appreciate a really nice 5-star written review. I mean, it really goes a long way to helping more people find the show and helping make it more appealing to advertisers. Folks, if you love our good friend Peter Mandel, then check him out over at Rogue Comics. He's got a ton of Funko Pops sitting there right behind him, just waiting to be bought by all you people. There's some Disney Funko Pops up there too, right?
I'm sure there is.
I'm sure there are. Yeah. I see a few. All right, folks. Well, you can find him at 105 North Union Avenue in Cranford, New Jersey, 07016. Or check him out at roguecomics.com, where you can find a link to Pete's eBay store. If you're planning a trip to Walt Disney World, Disneyland, Disney Cruise Adventures by Disney, any Disney resort throughout the known world, or Aulani out in Hawaii, please look up our good friend and sponsor Dave Weichert of Magical Travel, who will plan your Disney vacation for you at no additional cost to you. If you want to apply the wisdom of Walt to your daily life, check out thewisdomofwalt.com and pick up the book by Jeffrey Barnes, which details how Walt built Disneyland and how you can apply those lessons to your daily life. If you're looking for a stroller or crib rental on your next Disney vacation, look no further than kingdomstrollers.com. The lowest price, the best quality, and they will deliver it right to your resort. kingdomstrollers.com. And folks, for me, my book Rocinante is still out. The vintage edition is out still for a couple weeks. Please pick it up on Amazon. You can buy it in both ebook and paperback versions. And check out my author site, my author Facebook page at facebook.com/Kevin J. Kessler. facebook.com/Kevin J. Kessler author. And check me out on Twitter at Kevin J. Kessler. I didn't remember if it was Kevin J. Kessler author or author Kevin J. Kessler. It's Kevin J. Kessler author.
I would think you would know that.
You'd think, right? But sometimes I'm a bit of a lunkhead. A chowderhead, if you will. Thank you so much for joining us again, folks, this and every week. Pete, any closing words?
No, had a good one. This is a quick one today.
This is a quick one. A little quick one. Get out of here. Get home.
That means next week we're going to have like 2 hours of news.
I know. All right, folks. For Peter Mandel, my name's Kevin Kessler. Please, folks, keep the magic alive every day of your lives, and we will see you next week on Two Men and the Mouse.
And the Mouse, eh?
So there's a great, big, beautiful tomorrow shining at the end of every day. There's a great, big, beautiful tomorrow just a dream away.
If you're standing, please hold on to the handrails and stay clear of the doors until the monorail stops completely and the doors open. If this concludes your visit, we hope you've had a wonderful time and will return home safely. Thank you for traveling with us.